The lamb so exhausted to the bone. Thanks for making me laugh. And now I lie with you, we're holding hands when we sleep. You drag me to the mirror, say just look at us, baby. A couple of brown punks fucking up the scene. Our mother tongue sound better than the jargon of this industry. Wallahia, kalalia, cinco shy. I'm that bitch that's too polite to quit. I am my ancestor's dream. We kids are narcissists, so sis and me deprogram. For all of the things we can't see that you do, thank you.
Immortal. As we said before the song, truly would have been strange to not have Kimmortal on our end of year list, as they are constantly making some of the best music in this city. One of our favorites. Yeah, always interested in what they do next. You are listening to it, the Vancouver Mixtapes Top 10 of 2022. CJSF 90.1 FM. We do this thing live every single Sunday night, but you can also find podcasts of the show.
Allegedly.
In various places. Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
SoundCloud. Apple Podcasts.
CJSF.ca.
That too, Jesse. Yeah, we also do rebroadcasts of the show during the week. There's plenty of opportunities for you to hear us and recap this list with us. We are moving on to our number 5 to inject a little bit of pop punk emo into your life.
Jamie, you had argued for this to be real high up on the list, and I hated it. No, I just was not quite as firm a believer, so we settled on a medium point, but safe to say you're very excited about this next track.
Yeah, this is a band from Kelowna, I believe. I know. So we're not
an illegal entry.
Yeah, well, oh, you know what? I
knew.
I make my own rules.
I knew there was something fishy going on here.
Jency Wenzelhoff. This is a really cool band. They put out a bunch of really great singles. This is my favorite of the singles. I believe it is the most current single as well, though I think they're gearing up for another one. This is Borderline by Kostin. You are listening to it in our number 5 slot here on the Vancouver Mixtape.
This is the way.
Boston, our number 5 track of 2022 here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Some sugar sweet pop punk for you there.
It just goes down so smooth.
If you had been watching the video along, you might have gotten that there was birthday cake in it, which is also sugary sweet. So
there you go.
That's fun. But that's good. That was some good pop punk for you, for us. And now, well, because it is our favorite songs of the year and we have such wild and eclectic taste, Jamie was listening to old episodes of the Vancouver Mixtape on our Tumblr
earlier,
and he came to the conclusion that we used to be full of ourselves. We used to be like really snooty and pretentious.
Really close to that. We really
ambitious. We're not like that at all anymore.
Yeah,
so
radio school really did a number on us.
We're just like real and authentic. And so we're going to play this track that we actually really authentically do love by an artist that we love, who's been on the show, who also, I think, topped our list last year. That's right. It's Sade Awele. She put out a bunch of great singles this year, both with Serengeti and under her own name. This one, one of our favorites of the year, our fourth favorite, as a matter of fact. It is Elevating by Sade Awele here on the Mixtape.
Shut out the noise and listen to the stereo. Better help make a coffee, walk up out of here. It's too loud, it's too vicious, it's too busy. Take it easy, let the mind marinate, it's easy. Why you all up in my face with all these comments? Why you all up in my business with these comments? And these questions, do you really need these answers? Trying to beat the system, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. These are my words, my heart for words to get. Let it free, let it free, let it sound so elevating. These to freestyle beats. Can you see the mirror that's living within? Not picture perfect, but it's relevant, be still. Don't be all up in my face with all these comments. Don't be all up in my business with these comments. And these questions, do you really need these answers? Trying to be the system, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. These are my words, my heart for words to God. Let it free, let it free. Let it sound so elevating.
Sade Awele, our number 4 track of 2022 here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Love those jazzy chords. Love Sade's voice. Just great. Just great.
I mean, at this point, it's what we expect from Sade. Yeah, she's incredible. The video for that song is also really cool.
Mm-hmm.
She looks phenomenal in it. And yeah, just really stylish and awesome. So go check that out. I am live tweeting all of the videos and links to songs that may not have videos.
Of course. We would expect nothing less from you, our intrepid social media expert.
At Van Mixtape. Follow us on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. The Vancouver Mixtape is also on Facebook, too, if you're still on that archaic bit of tech.
Right.
Yeah. Links are on the twits.
Cool. Check them out. And you'll also find a playlist at cgsf.ca in a couple days once we get this uploaded. Or if you're listening to the podcast already, well, guess what? It's up there. Because that's, you know. Anyway, Jamie, let's keep going. We have 18 minutes left. And
I was nervous.
It was looking like we might not make it. Our last two tracks are a little bit longer, but this next one by another returning favorite, it's also short and sweet. So why don't we get to number three by Hallelujah Halu. This is Forgive Me. Forgive Me by Hallelujah Halu. That song is great. It is our number three track of 2022. Just like the production is great, but then also just the density of the lyrics and the words. You know, I'm reading through the lyrics as we're listening to it, and, you know, there's 30 seconds left, and there's still three paragraphs of lyrics to go. Really excited for what is coming next from Hallelujah, even though... you know, that might mean she gets too famous for us to play on the mixtape.
It's true.
Sky's the limit.
Japandroiding herself.
Well, hopefully. We can only hope that she goes on to toil for obscurity for a near decade before releasing a posthumous record that makes her famous.
The goal of every artist we feature is that they get to a point where we're never allowed to play them on the show again.
Yeah. Ideally, that's what happens. And, you know, maybe in our hearts, that's what happened with our number two track, number two artist, the artist behind our number two track of the year. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. We have been fans of this act since they were named something else, and since that group was named something else, and they've gone through multiple permutations of the band, and now ACPDF. Have come out with a new record called Pleaser that, guess what, Jamie? It was a pleaser.
It was a pleaser.
It pleased us.
Scratch the itches. Also another emo bopper.
Yes, this is true. It was, for me anyway, tough to pick any one track from this album. They're all great. But we went with, hey, guess what? The obvious answer. That's right. It is our number two, our second most famous favorite track of 2022, The Obvious Answer by ACPDF. What a banger. Our number two track of the year. How many times do emo songs get described as bangers, Jamie?
Is it
appropriate?
That is the exclusive...
It's the obvious answer.
It's the obvious answer.
Of course. Our number two track from Pleaser by ACPDF. Jamie, We're all the way down to number one.
We kept it. We kept it within an hour.
We did it. Before we let the fine folks know what our number one track of the year 2022 is, we should do a recap, don't you think?
Yeah, let's do a little rundown. Starting at number 10.
Number 10, we had from Escape from Lizard City by Megamall, Two-Faced.
It was very good. Number nine
was Dead Ringers by Kamikaze Nurse from their record Stimuloso. After that, at number eight, Jamie, what do we have?
Paper Dream by Omianon.
That's right. And
is
at,
that right?
Omianon. I believe. Who knows? Maybe I'm wrong, too. We'll have to listen to the Studio 6 live session to find out straight from the band themselves.
You know what? If we're wrong, then we are our number seven artist.
Dumb! With their track Pull Me Up was number seven. Number six was longtime favorite of the show, Kim Mortal, with the track K.I.'m. Mortal.
Very clever.
Very clever. Very good. Very honest, great track. Number five was a big favorite of Jamie's, Costin with Borderline.
Number four was another one of this show's favorites, and looking to be another one of those artists that just make it on our list every single year. Jade Owele with Elevating, great song. And that was followed up by another one of our more recent regular favorites, our number three, Hallelujah Hallelu, with Forgive Me.
Yeah, and you just heard our number two, The Obvious Answer by ACPDF. And now, our number one track is Innocent by Swim Team from their new record, Hurricane, which is full of bops. And is a really cool, it's a bit of a changing in gears.
A little dancier.
It's much dancier, but it still feels like Swim Team. It's a new direction for the band. It rips. It's so good. And here it is, our number one track of the year 2022, Innocent by Swim Team. We'll be right back. That's it. That is the top 10 tracks of 2022, according to us, Jesse.
And Jamie, you can officially start 2023.
Yeah, now you can look forward to all the great music that is to come. If you want a rundown of our top 10, you can find it at cgsf.ca. Or you can just, like, go back 20 seconds in the podcast version, or, I mean, 4 minutes before, and listen to us tell you. Anyway, we're out of time. So, take care. We'll see you the next time we're here. And...
You're listening to...